All right, this is one of the most despicable things I have ever seen. Governor J.B. Pritzker made a request to Kristi Noem and the Trump administration. He said, hey, can you guys halt your insane, intense, overstepping, illegal ICE operations in Chicago and Illinois just for the day of Halloween? This comes only 5 days after ICE agents in Irving Park, Illinois, genuinely tear gassed kids. You can hear people when I play this video saying, hey, you're scaring our children. They were gearing up for Halloween and getting ready to go out and about just a few days before Halloween. And now Governor Pritzker had to send a letter and say, yo, can you not do this on Halloween nights? We'll get there. But first, let's watch the video of federal agents tear gassing Irving Park. This was a few mornings ago, obtained by Mando Photos. This is at least the sixth neighborhood federal agents have tear gassed while conducting immigration raids.
Tear gas in Old Irving Park right now. Our own neighborhood scaring our children. Unbelievable. Never thought this would happen in my neighborhood. Scaring our children to death. Thinking that this is a cool thing to do.
There's a few things going on here. First of all, the Trump admin has been sending undertrained ICE agents, like ICE agents who clearly were just added onto the force, into communities, having them stir shit up and then filming it, using it for optics. Over and over, I have seen, like, out of shape or uncoordinated or very visibly untrained ICE agents just flopping around or hurting themselves. I made videos about this. These people are not trained and they are targeting communities that have people just trying to live their lives. We have children being scared. So as this reads, Governor J.B. Pritzker sent a letter to Kristi Noem requesting a pause in ICE enforcement this weekend in and around homes, schools, hospitals, parks, and places of worship. See, you can even have police presence. We even say that an increased police presence around Halloween is likely a good thing. It deters bad things from happening. But ICE agents deploying tear gas and scaring people, like, I have a feeling these ICE agents are going to think they're arresting criminals, but the criminal is quite literally just a kid dressed up in a costume. These ICE agents are dumb. They are undertrained. They are low IQ. We are going to see a bunch of mistakes if they are there. The governor referenced an incident in Old Irving Park. In his letter, he talked about this incident. He said federal agents reportedly interrupted a children's Halloween parade. It was a parade. And deployed tear gas without warning on residents peacefully celebrating this holiday. Quote, Illinois families deserve to spend Halloween without worrying about this. Let's watch the clip of J.B. Pritzker, then let's watch Kristi Noem's response on Fox News less than an hour after. It's pretty cruel.
I want to now speak directly to Greg Bovino. Mr. Bovino, your operation has sown fear and division and chaos among law-abiding residents in our communities. If you are unwilling to cease operations and leave our city, can we at least agree that our children should not be victims, especially on Halloween? Can we agree that there is no imminent threat that should disrupt their holiday? No child in America should have to go trick-or-treating in fear that they might be confronted with armed federal agents and have to inhale tear gas. I honestly can't even believe that I have to make this plea. This is not the America that I know. I ask you to restore some sanity for the sake of our children.
Very well said, very passionate from Governor J.B. Pritzker, a genuine plea, and he's been really meeting the moment in Illinois. I live in Chicago, work in Chicago. He's doing a great, great job. And really quickly, whether you're a business owner or you're about to start a business, you'll quickly find out that online marketing is kind of a challenge. The branding, the website building, the online coding, it can all be a challenge to crack. That is why I trust Shopify. With Shopify, you can build a beautiful online store, and it's the commerce platform that millions of businesses use. From household names to businesses just starting, it powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States. So they help you with everything from inventory and shipping to returns. It's just a built-in business partner for everything commerce, and I highly recommend them. Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/mockler. Click the top link in the description below. Again, shopify.com/mockler for $1 per month for your trial. Thank you to Shopify. Thank you to you. Let's see what Kristi Noem said not long after on Fox News.
Okay, quick final question following up on Chicago, because I know that there are a lot of Chicagoans talking about this right now, because there is a lot of ICE activity, obviously, in that city. And you are making the case, obviously, mm-hmm. rightly so. But the governor has asked you specifically to pause immigration enforcement operations in that city. So he says that kids can safely celebrate Halloween. Do you have any plans to alter activity tomorrow on that day?
No, we're going to be out on the streets in full force and increase our activities to make sure kids are safe.
Wait. In full force, and you're going to increase the activities. So they're not only going to be out in full force, like we see in this video right here,
scaring our children to death,
but they're also going to increase from this video right here. What?
So he says that kids can safely celebrate Halloween. Do you have any plans to alter activity tomorrow on that day?
No, we're going to be out on the streets in full force and increase our activities to make sure kids are safe. Every day in Chicago, we're arresting murderers, child pedophiles, those who have perpetuated assault and pornography against children. We're going to be out there to make sure that they can be safe, enjoy the holidays, spend some time with their families and their neighbors and their communities, and they don't have to be the victim of a crime because of these illegal aliens that are in our country victimizing them.
I mean, okay, I agree. Crime reduction on Halloween should be a priority of local law enforcement. They can coordinate. Having ICE agents or even the National Guard or anyone going after pedophiles and child sex traffickers with increased operations, as she said, on Halloween night. What are we talking about here? You're going to increase operations on Halloween night? Just to back up, what Kristi Noem is doing is a deterrence and intimidation tactic. They are consistently, relentlessly trying to intimidate Governor Pritzker, the state of Illinois, the people in Illinois, and yes, the children of the people. They want to deter people from, and they're not just trying to deter criminals. That's the problem. If you have local law enforcement with a campaign saying that they're going to deter crime on Halloween, that's one thing. There are studies showing that local law enforcement do better. They perform better because they're embedded in the community. The community knows them. They know the community. There is a trust factor. ICE agents, there is no trust factor. It's actually the opposite. There is distrust. So it's one thing if you want to deter crime and intimidate criminals. That is not what the Trump admin is doing. They want to intimidate everyone. They are trying to intimidate everyone because they view blue cities as the enemy. And that is the disgusting part here. We need to be clear about that. In response to Governor Pritzker, the assistant secretary, DHS secretary, Trisha McLaughlin said, once again, Governor Pritzker is going out of his way to smear law enforcement officers of the DHS. I mean, we have multiple angles of this old Irving Park incident. And in every single angle, people are saying, hey, what is going on here? Why is there random tear gas in the middle? This is the sixth neighborhood federal agents have tear gassed in Chicago while conducting immigration raids, just randomly tear gassing neighborhoods. Meanwhile, if you saw the video I made earlier this morning, we have Stephen Miller and Katie Miller both going on temper tantrums. I mean, Katie Miller legitimately went on Piers Morgan and threatened to denaturalize and deport Cenk Uygur. She is using her position of power to threaten a commentator who was debating her. I'm not even making this up. It was in my earlier video. You can go check that out and double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed with notifications on so you don't miss anything. We also have an Instagram that is rapidly growing. On our Instagram, we have clips of our show that you can share around. We also have a TikTok, a Twitter, a Facebook, wherever you are, go check us out. Spotify, I love you all. Peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.